This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Rolling through a lot of summer activities in the Umpqua Valley, and here we are just days away from Pioneer Days. Bob Cheney on, one of the organizers that makes it happen. Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
So you're getting set for, you get started a week from today. I'm sure that you have everything done, everything's ready, and you have nothing to do in the next week.
Oh, yes. We're just sitting back and relaxing now.
Probably not. So, and this is a special year for Pioneer Days as well.
Yes, this is our 60th anniversary, which is pretty big deal. You know, continuously running a celebration for 60 years takes a lot of work by a lot of people.
How long have you been involved?
I have been involved with Pioneer Days for the last 4 years.
So I see, and I thought maybe you'd say 60, but maybe that's maybe the math doesn't work there. So what caused you to get involved with it?
Oh, a couple of my friends decided that I needed to be involved there because I've been working with Myrtle Creek Summer Festival for over 25 years, and they thought that I could help them out a little bit down there. And so we had some people leaving the committee, and we kind of revamped the committee a little bit and brought in some fresh blood, and we're working and trying to keep the pioneer spirit alive.
So talk about why the pioneer theme for Pioneer Days.
Well, Pioneer Days was a concept developed back in 60 years ago. 1967 was the first actual Pioneer Days, and they wanted to keep the history of Pioneer Canyonville alive because it was one of the very first cities in Oregon, and they wanted to keep that pioneer spirit alive and do something to celebrate that as they move forward throughout the year, so people would not forget what put Canyonville on the map to begin with. So,
what was it that drew people to Canyonville?
It was the first stop after coming over the mountain pass down there, and it was a stop for the miners and the pioneers and a whole lot of different people, and it was a place that they could relax after coming down off that mountain.
Well, obviously, things were much different back then. Canyonville, though, has got a lot of things that people enjoy about it right now. Now, your events are mostly all in Pioneer Park, right?
Yes. Just about all of them take place there. We do have a horseshoe competition that is not held right in the park. It's held up by the tennis courts, but everything else takes place pretty much right there in the park.
Now, if somebody isn't in Canyonville very often, where is Pioneer Park? How do they find it?
Well, you can take either exit, 99 or 98. Probably be easier to take 98. Come off the freeway, and you take a right, come down the hill, and you take another right, and you go down, and you would take a left on the Tiller Trail Highway, and you would see the park off to your right-hand side there, and you can drive down past it. That road will be blocked during Pioneer Days for parking and stuff like that. But you take Tiller Trail Highway, and you'll see it.
All right. Now, talk about some of the things you've got. You've got a four-day event. What about Thursday?
Thursday, we're actually reprising something that has been going on, went on for many, many years, but over the last 10 years has not been a part of it, and it's called the Old Time Family Album, along with the Queen's Court. We reprised the Queen's Court last year, where we select princesses from all of the areas around Myrtle Creek, Azalea, Glendale, Riddle, Days Creek, and then we crown a queen for the event, and it's usually for those older people that have been and longtime matriarchs of the area that have been in those areas for many years, or their families have been in the areas for many years, and then we're also reprising the Old Time Family Album, which was it's a history of acted out of Pioneer Days in the life before. And this year, we are taking a look back at how Pioneer Days originated, and we're going to bring that forward. And hopefully people enjoy seeing that again. It was always a big hit when I first got involved Well, I've been going to Pioneer Days for the last 25 years, and it's always been a big hit. So hopefully that brings a little bit of history back to, and keeps it in everybody's mind. So.
Now, on Friday, you've got a lot of fun things for kids, and you got a lot of music in particular.
Yes, Friday is a big, actually, it's a very big day for us because we're bringing in probably one of the biggest acts that's ever been in Canyonville as a free to the community, which normally you pay a lot of money for, and that is the band Sweet. I don't know how many people remember Sweet, but they did hits like Fox on the Run and Ballroom Blitz and Wigwam Bam and Love is Like Oxygen, those type of things. And they're going to be playing Friday night from 8 to 10. But we also have some local favorites going on, too. You know, we have Toys. That's Vinny Caveira and the boys. So they're from the Coos Bay area, but they play over here a lot. So everybody knows Toys. And Borrowed Time, which is a local group with Buzz Long. And just a whole bunch of good stuff going on there, a lot of kids games, and we look forward to that. We're looking forward to this concert. Hopefully we'll be packing out the park and people will be enjoying some classic rock and roll.
All right, yeah, boy, I definitely remember some of that from back in the day. Now, Saturday, you got more music. You've got, here's one that is interesting, a donut eating contest.
Oh yes, that we've been doing that for several years, and it's just, you know, see how fast kids can eat the donuts, and they enjoy that. They get a few donuts along the way, and that's mainly how you get people to enter. They don't care whether they eat them fast or not; they just want the donuts.
they just get to eat donuts for free. Boy! So you've got let's see, 1, 2, 3 big tribute bands on Saturday too.
Yes. Steve Kelly is a good friend of the Pioneer Days Committee. We've had him here before. He does the country music roundup, which is a really, really good thing. But I think one of his best concerts that he does is the Neil Diamond tribute, Cherry Cherry. And it was a big hit. It was here 3 years ago, and people really enjoyed it. And so we decided to bring him back, and he enjoys being in Canyonville. And then he's also doing a tribute to Bad Company and Bob Seger. So that'd be fun. And we have also our local favorite, always draws a crowd, and he is a real good friend of all of ours, and that's Eddie Ross Band.
All right, so you've got that going on, and a little bit Sunday morning to kind of wrap things up.
Yeah, and Sunday we've over the years tried to revamp a little bit, and this year we're trying something different. But we always try to dedicate it to the churches and stuff, and let them do some of the old time things that you know, was a big hit back then, and a big part of Pioneer life was the getting together at church on Sunday. So.
All right, so 4 days worth of things at Pioneer Days, and obviously a fun time. You're going to have great weather for it, for people to come out, and you've got to be happy about 60th anniversary event. That's a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, we're glad to have the weather this year. The last 3 years have been kind of off and on. We had torrential rains 1 year, smoke 1 year, and hopefully this year just be perfect, so...
All right. Anything else you want to let people know about?
Just come on down and enjoy get a cold drink, get something to eat. Come on down and enjoy the fun down at Pioneer Days, and come up and say hi to us and tell us what you think of Pioneer Days. And we look forward to seeing all of you down there.
All right. Bob Chaney from Canyonville Pioneer Days. Thanks for being on this morning.
All right. Thank you, Kyle. You have a good day now.
All right. 8:40 at the Morning Report. Ready to turn your personality.